Today's daf is Brachas Daf Yud, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Beis, Heyed Rabbi Yossi Ben El Yakim. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima v'Shlomo Ben Tzara at Liza and Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Dov Ben Shlomo HaKoyen. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we began the second Mishnah in the Masechta, which deals not with me emosai koirin as shma ba'arvin, but rather me emosai koirin as shma b'shachris. And the Gemara almost immediately mentioned the minig of the vasikin. Rashi says, who were the vasikin? These were anoshim anovin, humble people, umechavavim mitzvah, that had a real chavivus for the mitzvah. And the minig of the vasikin was that they would say kriya shema immediately before Netzach Amah, and they would say Shmoyne Esrei immediately after Netzach Amah. The idea was to get Kriya Shema and Tefillah right around the time of sunrise, but also to be Soymech Geula L'Tefillah. So the Gemara now is going to digress again and talk a little bit about the idea of being Soymech Geula L'Tefillah. So the Gemara already mentioned the mitzvah of being Soymech Geula L'Tefillah on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, and this is really the second half of that conversation. Says the Gemara, hey, Rabbi Yosef ben Al-Yakim, Yishum, Kalu Kedicha de Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef ben Al-Yakim said that I heard from the Heluga Kehila in Yerushalayim that Kala Soymech Gula L'Tfila, if somebody is careful and he's Soymech Gula L'Tfila, Enoi Nizek Kala Yoyim Kulay, he's going to have a Shmira that entire day. I'm Rabbi Zeiro. Rabbi Zeiro said, Eni, it can't be. He says, how do I know? Because a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya that happened with myself, Ano Samchi V'Itaski, I was Soymech Gula L'Tfila. And once on that day, something very bad happened to me. On my way, so they told Reb Zeir, but my task is what happened. So he said, "Dim tais asa lebei malka." He had to go appear in front of the king, and he had to bring a gift. The gift that he brought was hadasin of dalad minim fein. It was expensive. So he said, "I was nizak. I was damaged. I had to pay money on a day that I was soymech gula l'tfila." So this edus that you heard mishum ka, Holo Kadisha de Birushalayim is not true. It's not true Kala Soymech Gula L'Tfila Eino Nizek Kala Yoyim, because I was Soymech Gula L'Tfila and something happened to me. So they told Reb Zeir, Hosam Nami Mi Boyalach L'Mehevi Agro L'Mechsi Api Malka. You think that you were being punished when you had to give a gift, when you had to bring something expensive to the Melech, you weren't being punished. You were actually doing something you're obligated to do. When you do a mitzvah, it's not a punishment. That was something you had a chiv to do. A person should try his best to see Malchi Yisrael. Now, we don't have Malchi Yisrael today. But then Rabbi Yochanan continued and said, not only should a person try to see Malchi Yisrael, he should even try to see Malchi Why? Because if one day he'll merit to see a Melech Yisrael, he'll merit to see the Melech Mashiach, says Rashi, Yafchin bein Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yaakov. He'll be able to see the difference between a Melech Akum and a Melech Yisrael. The point is, Reb Zeira, there's an idea of La'olam Yishtadel Adam Loretz Likros Malchi Yisrael, and not just that, even Likros Malchi Yaakov. So by you going to appear in front of the king, you actually being Mekayim a mitzvah, the fact that you had to spend money for it, that's all included in Lo'ilam Yishtadu. So that's not an Oynish, you're actually doing something that you were obligated to do. Amr Le Rabbi La Lu'ula. Rabbi La told Ulok, Yailus Lahasam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, so again, the Amiroyim in Talmud Bavli lived in Bavel, so they would often refer to Eretz Yisrael as Zvir. Where's Zvir? Eretz Yisrael. Shol b'shlama de Rabroina Achi. So Rabbi La tells Ulok that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, try to meet my brother, Rav Broina. And you should ask about him, b'maymid kol ha-chavura. Meaning when you come to the big base medrash and the chavura is going to be gathered together, ask where Rav Bruna is. It's going to give him covet, the fact that someone on the caliber of Ula is asking about him. Why should you ask? The Adam Gadol, because he's an Adam Gadol. V'sameach b'mitzvah. He gets very excited when he does a mitzvah. Zim l'chada, once, samach kulu l'tfilo, the loipasik chucha mipume kulo yoyim. And he was so excited over the fact that he was samach kulu l'tfilo that he literally couldn't get his smile off his face the entire day. Freit the Gemara. Hechi matzi samach. I don't understand. So we're talking about the idea of being samach kulu l'tfilo. Kala samach kulu l'tfilo, enoi nizayik kala yoyim. Rav Broina, who was Rabbi Yila's brother, was once samach kulu l'tfilo, and he was so excited about it that he was smiling the entire day. But the Gemara says this whole concept of being Soymech Gula L'Tfila would seem to be dead on arrival. Because if I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Bechila hu oimer, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Before you start Shmoyne Esrei, you're supposed to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Hufi Yagati L'Sech. Ulu B'Soyfu oimer, when you finish Shmoyne Esrei, you're supposed to say, Yulu Ratzin Imrei Fi The point is from the first thing that Rabbi Yochanan said, that in the beginning of Shemayin Esrei you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, then that's not part of Shemayin Esrei. If you're supposed to be Soymach Gula L'Tvilo, if you have to go from Gal Yisrael straight to Shemayin Esrei, L'chura, how could you be Mafsik with Hashem Svasai Tiftach? And if you are Mafsik with Hashem Svasai Tiftach, then you're not being Soymach Gula L'Tvilo. So how is it that in the Nusach HaTvilo that we have, it seems to undermine this idea of being Soymach Gula L'Tvilo? I'm Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza said, hey, but Tvilo shows Arvis. It could be when Rabbi Yochanan said that before Shemayna Esrei, you should say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, he was talking specifically about Ma'ariv. Because by Ma'ariv, maybe there's no idea to be Soymach Gula L'Tvilo. Now, what's the difference between Shachris and Ma'ariv? Because Geula L'Tfilo is Geulas Mitzrayim to Shemayin Esrei. The Iker Geulas Mitzrayim, like the Gemara said on Daf Tes, like we mentioned on Daf Talad Amud Beis, was during the day. The Yidden weren't allowed to leave their houses the entire night of Makas Becheiris. So when did they finally leave? In the morning. So being that the Iker Geula happened in the morning, so maybe Soymach Geula L'Tfilo is most manifest. It makes the most sense in the morning. At night, being that that wasn't the Iker Geula, even though it was the Aschalta of the Geula, because that's when Paroi said, leave, Ayi B'Shalach Paroi Esom, was that night as soon as Makas Becheiros happened, but could be there, there's no idea of being Soymach Geula L'Tfilo. But the Gemara says it can't be, because from Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Hey, Zeh Ben Oilem Abba, Zeh Soymach Geula Shel Arvis, L'Tfilo Shel Arvis. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that there's an idea to be Soymach Geula L'Tfilo even at night. Not just that. He says if someone's Makbet to be Soymach Geula L'Tfilo by Ma'ariv, he's a Ben Oilem Abba. So again, you can't come, Rabbi Yochanan said, Say Hashem Svasai Tiftach by Ma'ariv, not by Shachris, because by Shachris you have to be Soymach Geula L'Tfilo as opposed to by Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that you're supposed to be Soymach Geula L'Tfilo by Ma'ariv as well. Elam Rabbi Lozas, Rabbi Lozas said, Tei B'Tfilas HaMincha. When Rabbi Yochanan said you should start Shemayin Esrei with the words Hashem Svasai Tiftach, he wasn't talking about Shachris, because you have to be Soymach Geula L'Tfilo. He wasn't even talking about Ma'ariv, because Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that even by Ma'ariv, although the Iker Geulas Mitzrayim wasn't at night, there's a mitzvah to be Soymach Geula L'Tfilo. What he was talking about was Mincha. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Afilu Teima Kulo. Rabbi Yochanan meant Shachris, he meant Mincha, he meant Ma'ariv. Every time you say Shemayin Esrei, you start with the words Hashem Svasai Tiftach. What's the kasha? Then you're not being Soymach Geula L'Tfilo. Isn't that a hefsek? No, because kivan de kavua rabbonam betfilo, ketfilo arichta dami. Being that the Chachamim said that you should say Yilu Ratzon before Shemayin Esrei, so it becomes part of Shemayin Esrei. As a result, it's not a hefsek. Dilo itay ma'achi, Rav Ashi said, I'll prove to you such a svara. Because Arvis, Heichi Matzi Sambek, Rabbi Yochanan said, you're supposed to be Soymach Geula L'Tfilo even by Ma'ariv. How could you do that? Baba Yilam, Hashkiveinu, you have to make two brachos after Kriya Shema at night. One of the brachas is Hashkiveinu. That's not Gal Yisrael. So the first bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. And then you say Hashkiveinu. So L'chura, why isn't Hashkiveinu a hefsek between Gal Yisrael and Shemayin Esrei? What's the teretz? Kimet et tekinu rabbon and Hashkiveinu. Because being the Chum made it, the Kanish say Hashkiveinu. Kigula richta damya. We look at it as part of the discussion of the Geula. Hachanami, so too. Kivan de kavur rabbon and betvila. Ketvila richta damya. Just like Hashkiveinu is not considered a hefsek, so Hashem Svasai Tiftach is not considered to have sick. This is the second time that the Gemara discussed the idea of being Soymech Geula L'Tfilo. And clearly it's a big deal. Kala Soymech Geula Shal Arvis L'Tfilo Shal Arvis is a Ben Oilam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan said that. The Gemara also said that if someone is Soymech Geula L'Tfilo, there was a Mesoira from the Kahola Kadisha de Yerushalayim that Einoi Nizek Kol Hayoyim. The Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Broina, who was an Adam Gadol, and he was once Soymech Geula L'Tfilo, and couldn't stop laughing. He was so besimcha over the fact that he was Zoicha to be Mekayim this mitzvah of being Soymech Geula L'Tfilo. So the question is, what's so special about being Soymech Geula L'Tfilo? So we spoke this out in the beginning of the Masech. The Rashi says on Daf Dalet Amud Beis that the idea is that Shemayin Esrei is all about Bakasha. So when you daven Shemayin Esrei, you ask Hashem, Atachoinu L'Adam Das, Slach Lanu, Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, Parnasa, Shmak Aleinu. Before you ask the king for something, you should praise him. You should give him Shvach. The ultimate Shvach that we can give Hashem is the fact that he's the Gal Yisrael. The fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim and he is the Gal Yisrael. So the idea of being Soymech Geula L'Tfilo is being Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serenading Hashem, and only afterwards going ahead and asking him for your Bakasha. So it's related to the idea that Shemayin Esrei is all about Bakasha, and you preface your bakashos with shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for that reason that the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Yud Aleph that on Shabbos there's no mitzvah. There's no inyan to be Soymech Geula L'Tfilo. Because on Shabbos there's no bakasha. You're not allowed to ask on Shabbos. Shabbos hi mi lizoik. So being that Shabbos hi mi lizoik, Therefore, on Shabbos, there's no idea to be soymer kulah tefillah. The question is, what about Yontif? So the Rama says that even though on Shabbos there's no inyan to be soymer kulah tefillah, on Yontif there is an inyan to be soymer kulah tefillah. And the Rama says that the reason there's an inyan to be soymer kulah tefillah on Yontif is because even though Yontif is technically a yom simcha, and from that standpoint it's not really a yom tzara, it's not a time of tefillah. There's an idea of Shabbos he mitzvahs on Yontif, just like there is on Shabbos. But he says that the Mishnah says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amid Beis Barba Prokim Nidan Olam. There's four times that there's din v'cheshbon. On Pesach there's a din v'cheshbon. On the Tefuah b'chag nidoinim al hamayim. So every Yontif is also a Yom Adin. And being that it's a Yom Adin, on some level it's a Yom Tzara, it's a Zman of Bakasha. So there is a concept of being Soymech Kula L'Tfilah on Yontif, despite the fact that there's no Indian to be Soymech Kula L'Tfilah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Mech Hayil L'Ratzoin Imrei Fi Mashma L'Besoif U'Mashma Me'Ikara. So Rabbi Yochanan said, we're digressing from our digression, that betchila hu oimer, before Shmein Esrei, you're supposed to say Hashem sefasai tiftach. After Shmein Esrei, you say yiu l'rotzin imrei fi, v'egyoin libi lefonecha. Frey to Gemara, why do you say yiu l'rotzin imrei fi after Shmein Esrei? Why don't you say that before Shmein Esrei as well? Yiu l'rotzin imrei fi is a tefillah that what I'm about to say should be l'rotzin in front of HaKadosh Baruch. Now, it makes sense to say it afterwards as well. I just finished davening, yiu l'rotzin imrei fi. But the Gemara's question is, it's mashma b'tchila and it's mashma l'besoif. So why is it that you say it in the beginning? My time at the knu rabbonon la'acha yudches le'emru me'kar amr abhidu b'reidu rabshim ben pazi hoiv le'yomre david el la'acha yudches parashiyotz lefichach takinu rabbonon la'acha yudches brachas. The reason we say it after Shmein Esrei is because if you take a look at your sefer Tehillim, yiu l'rotzin imrei fi is a pasuk in Tehillim. Where is it? It's Kapitel Yud Tes. It's the last pasuk of Kapitel Yud Tes. So being that it's in Kapitel Yud Tes, so it's for that reason. David HaMelech said it after Yud Ches Tfilois, so, or Yud Ches Parashiyos. That's why we too, we follow that lead, and we say it after the Yud Ches Brachos. But the Gemara says, Hani Yud Ches, Yud Ches Havin. If it's at the end of Kapitel Yud Tes, that means he said it at the end of 19 parashiyos. It's at the end of the 19th parasha. Meaning he concluded the 19th parasha, and then David HaMelech said, Yiu l'rotzin imrei fi. L'churish, Shmein Esrei is Yud Ches. It's not Yud Ches. And the truth is, Shmein Esrei today is not Shmein Esrei anymore. Today, Shmein Esrei really is Yud Ches brachas. V'la Malshinim was the 19th bracha that was instituted later. We'll see more about that. But the Ikur Shmein Esrei was Yud Ches. So if it was Yud Ches, and we're following David HaMelech's lead, we're really not, because David HaMelech said at the end of Kapitel Yud Ches, not at the end of Kapitel Yud Ches. So the Gemara says, Ashrei Ish V'lomer Rok Shugayim, the first two Kapitel of Tehillim Chada Parshi. It's really one and the same. So even though it's Kapitel Aleph, Kapitel Beis, really those two should be bunched together. As a result, it's not 19, it's 19 minus 1, because two of them have to be merged. It's 18. David HaMelech said, Yiu l'rotzin, at the end of the 18, we do the same thing. David HaMelech, Rav Shem Ben Pazi, Kuf Gimel Parashiyos, Omer David. How do you know that Ashrei Shalom and Rok Shugayim are really one? Because Rabbi Yehuda, Braid Rav Shem Ben Pazi said, David HaMelech said 103 Parashiyos, V'loy Omer Halleluka, and he didn't say Halleluka. So Tehillim is all full of Halleluka. Said Rabbi Yehuda, Braid Rav Shem Ben Pazi, I'm going to make an observation. Go through the whole first part of Tehillim, two thirds. Literally 103 Parashiyos, you're not going to find the word Halleluka once. Until he saw the fact that the Rishayim had a downfall, and then he said Halleluka. Shenemar, this is the end of Baruch Nafshi. Yitamu chatom min ha'aretz u'risham oid einam, Baruch Nafshi es Hashem, Halleluka. What's the Gemara's kasha? That David HaMelech waited until he saw Yitamu chatom min ha'aretz, until he saw Ma'apalas and Shal Risham, only then he said Halleluka. And how many parashiyas was that? 103. Frey to Gemara, do the math. Hani kuf gimel kuf dalet avim. Baruch Nafshi is kapitel kuf dalet. 104. It's not 103. Elish ma'amino. Must be that we have two that are really one. Which ones? Ashrei Ish, V'lam Rok Shugayim, Chado Parashi. And then the Gemara brings another proof. Amar Rab Shmuel Ben Achmini, Amar Rab Yechanan, Kol Parashi Shoyz Chaviv Al David. Every Parashi of David HaMelech was really Chaviv. Pasach Baba Ashrei, he began it with Ashrei. V'sayim Baba Ashrei, he ended it with Ashrei. And Rab Yechanan said, what's Exhibit A for this? The first Kapitel of Tehillim. The Exhibit starts Ashrei Ho'ish, and it ends the Sayim Ba'ashrei, the Chsev Ashrei Kol Chayseboi. Now, Ashrei Kol Chayseboi is not Kapitel Aleph. It's Kapitel Beis. So what do you mean? Every parasha that was chavived by David, he started with Ashrei and he ended with Ashrei. Kapitel Aleph starts, Ashrei Ish Asher Leholach Patsas V'Shop. That's the opening statement in Sefer Tehillim. And then Perek Beis ends, Ashrei Kol Chayseboi. Must be that one and the same, says the Gemara. So we mentioned Baruchi Nafshi, the pasuk of Yitamu Chatam Min Ha'aretz Rishon Oyet Einam. So the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about Baruch Nafshi. This next Gemara is a classic. Hanu Biryoini, Dahavi B'Shevavusi Dira Meir. They were Biryoinim, troublemakers. Rashi says, Peritzim. Prosta mentioned, that lived in the neighborhood of Rameir. And they were giving Rameir a lot of tsar. Rameir wanted to daven that they should die, and like this will be done with them. So Rameir's famous wife, Bruria, turned to Rameir and said, "My daitech." He says, "What's your precedence?" Meaning, you can't daven for somebody to die. You must have a makar to this. He says, "Oh, the chsiv, David HaMelech said, Yitamu chata'im min ha'aretz, u'risham oideinam." So you see, David HaMelech was so happy when the Risham died. Baruch Hinafshi es Hashem aleluka. But Brur, you told Rameyah, read the pasuk, be medayek. Mi chsiv chaitin? Does it say Yitamu chaitim? Chata'im chsiv. Yitamu chata'im, the averus are going to go away. It doesn't say that the chaitim are physically going to die. V'oid, and then Brur, you said, shuffle the safe to kra. He says, Avaraya, because look at the end of the pasuk. It says, Urisham oideinam. Now, kiva the Yitamu chata'im, Urisham oideinam. If they die, the rishus is not there anymore. Meaning, Risham oideinam sounds like they're not Risham anymore. If they die, they're still Risham, they're just not alive anymore. It sounds like the emphasis is not on the people dying that David HaMelech was so happy about, but it was Yitamu Chatam, the Averis weren't there. They were still there, it was just Risham Eidenam. They weren't Risham anymore. So Bruria told Rameir, Elu Boyi Rachmi Ilavayu, you should daven, De Lahadju B'tshuva, that they should do tshuva, U Risham Eidenam, and they won't be Risham anymore. The Gemara says, the rest of the story, Boyi Rachmi Ilavayu, Rameir daven, that they should do tshuva, V'hadju B'tshuva, Rameir's tefillos were answered, and these Beryonim, these Pritzim, these Prostamention did tshuva. So Bruria is, of course, famous throughout Shas as Rameir's wife, and really she's famous for many things, but most notably, as we see in this Gemara, she was a Talmud Chacham. And she's often the semel, she's the symbol of a woman that was a Talmud Chacham. You see that she literally told Rameir that you're not learning the right pshat in a pasuk, and Rameir was makabel. Rameir heard what she had to say, which of course segues into a whole discussion about Talmud Torah ben Oshem. We have raid bites on this, but a very obvious diuk and takeaway from this Gemara that Bruria bested Rameir seemingly in a discussion, had to understand the pasuk in Baruch Hinafshi, Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Dalet, or maybe Kapitel Kuf Gimel. The other interesting thing that you see in this Gemara is that there's an idea that you can daven for somebody to do tshuva. And the Marsha says to me, this is an unbelievable chiddush. He says, why? He says, to me, I have a hard time understanding how you can daven that you yourself should do tshuva. Meaning, can a person daven Shemayin Esrei? We say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sayer Secho, V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avinu L'Secho. He says, but how do you even understand that? You're asking Hashem to do tshuva for you? Hakobi de shemaim, chutz meir shemaim. You can ask the Eibishter for gezunt, you can ask for parnasa, you can ask for naches. That's not something you control. We can make a shtadlus, but at the end of the day, it all comes from Hashem. But tshuva, doing mitzvahs, that we have bechira. That's the whole point. Reina sati lefanecha ayoyim, esachayim, esamofis, esatoiv, esarau, bacharta bachayim. So what do you mean you're davening to Hashem? Says the Marsha, no, mustama the pshat is, because habolatayim, mesayinoy say, there is an idea that if you show that you want to do the right thing, you get siyata d'shmaya. Hashem is going to help you. But that's all good if you're davening. But how can somebody else daven for you? What are you davening? That, please Hashem, make this person do tshuva? If he davens, okay, then he's a boletayr. A boletayr mesayinoy say. But frek the Marsha, what's posh of shad in this Gemara? The Marsha struggles terribly. Just an interesting idea of what does this mean that you can daven that somebody else should do tshuva? And you see the tefillah was answered. Rameir's tefillah caused that these yidden should have a hero tshuva, and ultimately they did tshuva. Zok the Gemara. So we mentioned Bruria. So another pasuk about Bruria. Amala, who tzeduki the Bruria? There was a tzeduki that told Bruria. Except the pasuk says, "Rani Akara, lo yolada," and he said, "Mishunda lo yolada." Rani, what does that mean? And Akara is a woman that doesn't have any children. So the pasuk says, "Rani Akara, lo yolada." Why would she rejoice? Amale, so she told him, "Shatya, fool, shafel is safe for the crown." Look at the end of the pasuk. Dechsiv ki rabin b'nei shaymema mi b'nei meula. The reason that Akara is happy is because apparently she has children. Ki rabin b'nei shaymema b'nei ma'ulak, meaning the children she doesn't have are somehow rabin that the children she does have. She's not happy because of what she doesn't have. She's happy because of what she does have. The b'nei shaymema are rabin from the b'nei ma'ula amar Hashem. Okay, what does that mean? Elu may akara. So why is she called an akara? Lo yolada rani knesset Yisrael. Shadayim le'isha akara shlo yolda banim le'gehenim kavasaychu. She said, you know why the akara Klai Yisrael is happy? It's because she doesn't have children like you have. Your children, that's why she's happy. She's an akara in the sense that she didn't have your children. She has her children, and that's why she's happy. So again, we mentioned the b'yoinim with Rameir that related to the pasuk, Shalom, which related to Allah of Yul Ratzi Nimrefir, which related to Allah of Hashem Svasai Tiftach, which related to being Soybek Kulu Tvila, which related to Vasik, and Pasha'd have to follow the paper trail, which related to Me'emus Aikurinus Shema B'Shachris. But we mentioned then another story where a Tzeduki asked the question to Rameir, said, talk to Gemara, there was a Tzeduki that once had a conversation with Rabavo. Incidentally, Rabavo was very ruggle with Minim, and he used to spend a lot of time in the government. The Gemara says Rabavo was a very handsome person, and everybody would serenade him when he would walk into the government. So he was a Torah of a Gedula, but apparently made a very Kiddush Hashem wherever he went. But he also found himself in sometimes in compromised places where he had to interact with people that maybe he would have preferred not to have to interact with. So there's a lot of conversations that Rabavo has throughout Shas with Minim and Tzedukim. Either way, it's because of the Askonos that Rabavo was involved in addition to him being one of the great Amayra. So this Tzeduki asked Rabavo, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Mizbar L'David, Bevarchai Mipnei Avshalim B'Nayv. Ksiv, the Pasuk also says, L'David Michtam, Bevarchai Mipnei Shal B'Mara. So David HaMelech sang Shira when he was running away from his son Avshalom. And there's another capital to Tehillim that talks about David running away from Shal. Now, Hai Maisa Hava B'Resha. So the Tzeduki asked Rabavo, which story happened first? He said, Mechni Maisa Shal Hava B'Resha. The story of Shal happened first. How do you know? Because Saul was trying to kill David when Saul was king. Avshalom rebelled against David when David was king. First Saul was king, and then David was king. This is back of the envelope arithmetic. So if that's the case, that's Poshet, says the Gemara, that David HaMelech was running away from Saul years before he was running away from his son Avshalom. So his question was, then why in the Seder, if you look in Sefer Tehillim, Mizbar LeDavid Bevarchai Mipnei Avshalom B'Noi is Tehillim Perigimel, and LeDavid Michtam Bevarchai Mipnei Saul B'Amara is Kapitel Nun Zayin. So he told him back, Amalei Atun Delei Darshisun Smuchin Kashalahu. You, the Tzedukim, who don't darshan smuchin, you don't darshan the juxtaposition of psukim and parshiyos in the Torah. To you, it's all random. So you have this kasha, but ananda darshinon smuchin loy kashlon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, smuchin b'nei Torah. How do you know smuchin in the Torah? Shenamar the pasuk says smuchin la'adla oyla masuyim ve'emes v'yashar. Smuchin is emes v'yashar. So what's the smuchin? Lama the smuchin parshas of Shalom. Parshas Goyg. Why the Torah put the parsha of Shalom next to the parsha of Goyg u'magoy, which is Tehillim Perik Beis? Shem yomelucha adam kol miyeshav v'chumay b'rabbi. Because if someone's gonna wonder, I don't understand the whole mechemes Goyg u'magoy. It involves an Eved that's rebelling against his master. Which Eved rebels against his master? If that question will bother you, he have a story where a son rebelled against his father. Elahava, clearly things like this happen. Hachanami Hava, so too, something like this can happen as well. Rabbi Yochanan said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yechai, my dechsev, what's in the pasuk that says, in Eish Eschayel, Pia Pascha Bechachma, V'soyres Chesed Al Lashoyna. So Eish Eschayel is Sefer Mishlei Perik Lamed Aleph. Right? That's the source to Eish Eschayel. Kineged mi, Yom HaShlem, Yomikra Zeh, Rabbi Yechman said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yechai, when David HaMelech said that pasuk, or Shlomo HaMelech said that pasuk, who is he referring to? Who's Pia Pascha Bechachma, V'soyres Chesed Al Lashoyna? So, said Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Amrei Ela Kineged David Aleph. He was referring to his father David, Shedar Bechamisha Ilamim, who lived in five worlds, five phases of life. The Amashir, for each phase of life, he said Shir. Now the Mashal points out that Eish Eschayel that we sing every Friday night to our wives, to our Eish Eschayel, really the pasuk itself. If you go through Sefer Mishlei, it's referring to the Torah. Meaning, the Eish Eschayel that Shlomo HaMelech was referring to in Sefer Mishlei was the Torah. The Torah is the Eish Eschayel of Klal Yisrael. So what's Rabbi Yochanan bothered with? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dechzib Pia Pascha B'Chachma. It's the Torah, the whole Eish Eschayel. Eish Eschayel Meyimtza is the Torah. Batach Balei Bala is the Torah. Shekra Achim Vevel Ayoifi is the Torah. Everything is the Torah. The whole parish is the Torah. So if it's the Torah, Keneged Mi, Amash Shlomo Mikra Zeh, Loi Amrei Ela Keneged David Avim, Abazok Demarshah, that this Pasuk, this pasuk Chazal knew doesn't mean the Torah, because read the pasuk. Pia pascha bechachma. She opens up. She with chachma. The Torah as chesed alishayna and ziret in Torah. If it's the Torah is talking and learning. The Torah is not Torah as chesed alishayna. So even though the whole parak of Eish Eschayel is the Torah, this pasuk clearly is not the Torah. So that's the question. Kineged me on mashloima mikrozeh. So who is this pasuk referring to? It's referring to David HaMelech, again, who lived in five phases, and he sang Shira. Dor b'mei imoy. He was in his mother's womb. Vamashira shenemar baruchin nafshi es Hashem v'chol kuravai Hashem kotsho. So David HaMelech sang Shira. He said baruchin nafshi es Hashem when v'chol kuravai, when he was inside his mother's womb. Yotel Avro Olam, he came out of Terubin Asak B'chavim Mazolos, and he saw the complexity of the world. And Amar Shira Shenemar Baruch Hashem Malachim Yibori Koyach Oisei Dvaroi L'Shmoya B'Kol Dvaroi Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvav, referring to the astrology, the Koychavim, the Mazolos. Yonak Mishtei Imoy, when he nursed from his mother Benestaku B'Dadeo, and he saw her Dadin, Amar Shira, he said Shira again. Shenemar Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem V'Altishkichi Kol Gemulav. Gemulav can mean nursing. My called Gemulav. I'm Rabbavo. Why did he sing Shira? So he nursed from his mother and he sang Shira. He praised Hashem that the Dadim are by the Makim Bina, Kineged, the heart, the lave of the mother, as opposed to Ba'isei Makim. Time Amai, I'm Rabbi Yudah, Kedesh Lo Yistaka B'Makim Erva. Because otherwise a baby would have to look B'Makim Erva, and that would be inappropriate. So David HaMelech saying Shira, that the Dadim is in a place, Kineged Alev, as opposed to Ba'isei Makim. And Master Amar, Kedesh Lo Yinek B'Makim Ati Noifes. If the Dadim would be Ba'isei Makim, so it would come out, the baby would be nursing from a Makim Ati Noifes, that too would be inappropriate. The fourth time David HaMelech saying Shira was Rabbi Ma'plas Shal Rishon. He saw the Rishon's down. Full of a Mashira, Shenema, like we saw early, Tamukhatam in order to Risham, Oidena Barkinaf, Shes Hashem Aluka, Stakubi Yemamisa, and finally, he saw the Yem HaMisa, the Amashira. He sang Shira for the Yem HaMisa, because for someone like David HaMelech, life begins with the Yom HaMisa. Shenemar Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, Hashem Elokai Godalta Ma'od, Hoid Va'ada Levashta. What does that have to do with the Yom HaMisa? My mashmat al Yom HaMisa nemar. So the Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Shail Misefer Danyana." You have to continue. Dechziv Taster Panecha Yibahelun, Toisev Rucham Yigvaun, Vechulu. That's part of the Vechulu. The point is clearly it's talking about Misa. So David HaMelech saw Misa, he sang Shira as well. So David HaMelech was Dar B'Chamisha Ilamim, and Kenega, these five Ilamim, he sang Shira. What were the Chamisha Ilamim? He was in his mother's womb. When he was Yotzal Avra Olam, he saw the Kechavim and the Mazalos. When he nursed from his mother, he sang Shira. He saw Ma'palas and Shal Risham, and finally, he was Nestaka B'Yem HaMisa. Similar Gemara. Simi Bar Ukva, Vamri Lamar Ukva, Habashchir, Kemed Rav Shimon ben Pazi. He used to be very often by Rav Shimon ben Pazi. I'm inside a Gada, Kemed Rav Shimon ben Levi. And Rabbi Shua ben Pazi used to say over Divrei Agada in front of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you'll see throughout Shas, is the Morad Agada. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi is to Agadata, like Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are to Halacha. Many, many Mamori Agada attributed to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Pazi was saying over his Chedushim to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amalei. So Rav Simi bar Ukva told Rabbi Shua ben Pazi, my dechsev, you're talking in Agadata? I have a question. Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem, v'chol Kravai Hashem Kotche. What did David HaMelech mean? Amalei, he told him, "Boy, Reish, like he did me this Hakadosh Baruch Hu, me this boss of them." I'll tell you what he meant specifically. What's the chol kravai? Why is he focusing on the kravayim, the intestines, the innards? What do you mean by that? Midas basav v'dam, tzar tzura gabi akoysel. If you have someone that's an artist, he could draw a beautiful picture, a painting on a wall. But he can't give the painting any life. Kravayim v'miyayim. Nor can he create any internal organs in his painting. V'kadosh baruch hu enoikein. Tzar tzura b'teich tzura. Kadosh baruch hu made a painting and he put a painting in the painting. He was tzar tzura b'teich tzura. U'matav baruch hu neshama. Kravayim u'bnei me'ayim. V'hayru damachana. This is what Chana meant. And she said, "Ain kodesh kashem kein biltecha the ain tzur kalekeno." This is in Shiras Chana. My ain tzur kalekeno, ain tzair kalekeno. There's no artist like Hashem. Hashem is the greatest artist. But the point is, baruchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol kravay Hashem kacha in the kravayim. It's what's inside a person that you see, ain't sire kalikeno, that differentiates human beings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boyu reish, shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas blas v'dam. That's the emphasis of V'chol Kravai. So in the first Gemara of V'chol Kravai was David HaMelech sang Shira when he was inside his mother. That was the first of the five phases that he acknowledged in the Shira. Here he's saying Shira on the Kravayim that's inside a person. Ma'ike ein b'techa. So we mentioned ein kodesh kashem ki ein b'techa v'ein tzor kalikeno. Ein tzor kalikeno means ein sire kalikeno. What does it mean? Ke'en b'l'techo, Amir Rabbi Yehuda bar Menasya, Al tikri ein b'l'techo, ein levalu secho. There's nothing that outlives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also, Shaloi ke midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basav edam. Midas basav edam, ayisad meval n'oysa. Midas basav edam, a person builds something. So, a person builds a house. The house will most likely outlive him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meval ha'maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives, he outlives everything that he creates. Amalei, ana hachi kaminalach. So after this whole shtickle Torah, so again, Rav Simi bar Ukva saw Rav Shimon ben Pazi, who was saying Torah in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi. He says, "Oh, you're talking in Agadata? I have a question. What does it mean when it says, Baruchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol kravei Hashem kacha?" And immediately he gave him this long-winded answer. After he finished, so Rabbi Simi bar Ukva says, "No, you didn't understand my question. My question was, Hani chamisha baruchi nafshi keneged mi amrin David." David Melch said baruchi nafshi five times. What was he referring to? What were the five baruchi nafshi? Shimon Pazo, that's your question? I have an answer for that too. Lo yamarin elo kineged Hakadosh Baruch Hu kineged the neshama. He was referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and kineged the neshama. There's five ways that the neshama is similar to Hashem. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu molikol oilam after neshama leikol agov. The neshama is molikol oilam. The neshama, I mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the neshama is molikol agov. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu royevein nira. David Shlomo sees, but he cannot be seen. Af neshama royevein niras. The neshama sees, cannot be seen. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu zanas kol oilam. Kulai, after neshama zanes kalagov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sustains the world, and neshama sustains the gov. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu tahar, after neshama tahira. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev bechadrei chadarim, after neshama yosheves bechadrei chadarim. Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu's bechadrei chadarim is in some hidden place, so too the neshama is a hidden place. What's the significance of this? David HaMelech said Baruch Hinafshi five times. He meant Yovei Mishe Yeshboy Chamisha Dvarim Alalu. Let a person who has a neshama that has these five characters. And let him give shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that also has these five things. This similarity, the five similarities between the neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously makes a lot of sense in light of the words of the Zohar HaKadosh that says Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man, he gave Adam a neshama, man denofach medilei nofach. That means the neshama is a chelek elikamima. If it's a chelek elikamima, it makes sense that these five characteristics that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the neshama should have. Because the neshama is in essence a chelek elikam. Either way, this next Gemara is another epic. Amar Rav Hamnuna. We can push and read this next Gemara and stop. Amar Rav Chanina. Maidich Zev. Mika Chacham. Umi Yodeya Pesha Davar. Mika HaKadosh Baruch. Who's like HaKadosh Baruch Shedeh? Lassis Pshara Ben Shnei Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch had to intervene at one point in history. And he had to make peace. He had to make a compromise between two Tzadikim. Who were the Tzadikim? Ben Chizkiyo Vishayo. Chizkiyo Amal Esi Yishai Gaboy. Chizkiyo felt that Yishai should come to me. Dachi Ashkecham Beliyo. Dazel Gabi Achav. Elio was the Navi. Achav was the king. And Elio went to the king. Yeshayo, I mean, Yeshayo said, Leik Chizkiyo Gaboy. No, I think the king's supposed to come to me. Dachi Ashkecham be Yehoyim ben Achav. Achav's son Yehoyim was also a king. Dazel Gabi Elisha. He went to Elisha. Ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hevi Yisur Mal Chizkiyo. Vamalei Yeshayo Leichu Vakir Sachoylo. Kol Mimu Vakir Choylo. Shenem Aviyom Hei Chol Chizkiyo Lomos. Vayove Eilav Yeshayo Ben Omitz HaNovi. Vayoyim Eilav Karma Hashem Tzavdo Beisecho. Ki Mei Sa'ato Veloi Sichyo. Finally, Yeshayo understood that at the very least he has to go Mimu Vakir Choylo to Chizkiyo. So he goes and he tells him that Chizkiyo, you know, you're sick and you're going to die. Not only are you going to die, but you're not going to live. What are those two things? You're going to die in this world. You're not even going to have Olam Haba. So Amaleh Chizkiyo turned to Yeshaya and he said, Maikulei Hai. He says, why? Well, why? Why am I so sick? He said, why am I dying? And why am I going to lose my Olam Haba? Amaleh told him, Mishum Dolei Asak to be Periphery of Yoh, because you don't have children. And because you violated the first mitzvah in the Torah, you weren't Isaac Apir of Rivia, that's why you're not going to have any children. Amalei said, he told him, Mishum Dechazoyli, he says, I'll explain to you, I know the first mitzvah in the Torah, but the reason I didn't have children was with a cheshbin, because I saw Baruch HaKodesh, denafki minoi benindalei maili, that I'm going to have children that aren't going to necessarily be good children. He was referring to Menashe. Menashe was Chizkiyo's son, who was a terrible, terrible Rasha. And he said, I don't want to bring Menashe into the world. So there's a cheshbin why I'm not having children. It's not with a hefke. Amaleh told him, I hear, but Bahadi Kavshad Rahman Olamalach, you have no business getting involved in Hashem's Cheshbonos. You saw Baruch HaKodesh, you're going to father a son Menashe? That's Hashem's business. If He wants you to have a son Menashe, you have to do what you have to do. My demifke dasi boyoth loch lemevid, umadenicha kamei kutsha brichu levid. Let Hashem do what He needs to do. Amaleh told him, Hashta, he says, you know what? I have an idea. Give me your daughter. Havli Bartok. Evshad, the garmas chusa. Maybe between your schosim and my schosim, I'll creep out of this mess, I'll have good children, everything will be fine. Amaleh said, Yishayahu told Chizkiyo, it's too late. He said, the gzeira already said, I heard, it's too late, you can't do tshuva, you're going to die, this is what it is. Amaleh, so Chizkiyo told Yishayahu, he said, Ben Amoitz, Kalei Nevuascha Vitzei. Nevuah like this, I don't want to hear. Stop saying Nevuah. Leave my house right now. Because I don't know what you heard, but I'll tell you what I heard. Kach mikublani viveis abiyava. I have a mesoira. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavori shal adam. A lot of songs in the beginning of Masechta Brachos. Ayim na'atzmei min harachamim. It doesn't matter. A person can literally have a sword at his neck. Ayim na'atzmei min harachamim. Itma nami rabbi yechim rabbi lozat. Dami chavai. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavori shal adam. Ayim na'atzmei min harachamim. Shenema hen yikta leini. A person could be literally about about to die. Lo yayachel. Either way, the rest of the story is that Chizkiyo davened, and Chizkiyo had a refuah shalema, and he lived, and he fathered a son, Menashe, and of course, the rest is history. The Gemara is going to continue and discuss some of the psukim in this. Where's that as a dream? And in his dream, the Bala Chaloimus comes, and he tells him that tomorrow you're going to die. Don't be impressed. Al yimna atzmai min harachanim. Shenema ki v'roiv chaloimus v'avolim u'dvarim harbe ki asolei kim yura miyad. The pasuk says, v'yasev Chizkiyo parav al akir v'yispalu Hashem. So Chizkiyo went and he started davening to Hashem. Now it says, v'yasev Chizkiyo parav al akir. He went to the wall. My kir, Amar Rav Shim ben Lakish, mikiro yislibay. Doesn't mean he went to the wall. It means from the walls of his heart. With the ganza hearts. Shenemar meyay meyay yoichilo kiro yislibi. Rav Levi says, al iske akir. No. You know why the pasuk mentions kir? Because in his tefillah to Hashem, he invoked a door. What door? Amalafanov, he said, Rebite, or wall, I'm sorry. Rebite Shalom. Umashu Namis, Shalom Ososel, Akir Achas Ketano. The Isha Shunamis, she made one small wall. And Hechiesa as Bena, and she merited Chias Amesim. Avi Abba, my Zeda. Shechipa as a Hechel Kuloi, Bekesev Uvezah. He literally renovated the Beis Hamikdash, the Hechel. He put on the walls of the Hechel silver and gold. Alachas kama v'kama, I should have the schus of Tchias HaMesim, that this gezerah that Yeshaya Anavi mentioned to me should somehow go away. And then he continued. And he said, Zchor nos ish asalachti lefanecha be'emes uvelev sholim, v'atoy b'anech asisi. He said, Hashem, remember, I was so good. Remember all the good things that I did. My v'atoy b'anech asisi, what specifically was he referring to? Om Ravino Marab, shesomach gula letfila. We're coming full circle. He was soymach gula letfila. He said, in the schus of being soymach gula letfila, answer my tfilas. We'll get back to this. Rab Levi Omar, shegona sefer refuas. There was once upon a time a sefer refuas dated back to Shlomo HaMelech, some say even earlier, and Chizkiyo hit it. And the reason he hit it was is because anyone that was sick would just go to the sefer refuas, and he had a refuah. People stopped davening to Hashem. So Chizkiyo hid the sefer refuas. So he said, "V'atoy beinecho sisri," and discussed the fact that I hid the sefer refuas. For that, I should have a refuah shleima. We'll see more about that soon as well. Tanu Rabbanu, Shishat Varam Asa Chizkiyo HaMelech. So we digress. Chizkiyo HaMelech did six things. Ashoy Shehoidolei, Ashoy Shehoi Hoidolei. For three of them, the Chacham were very happy. Three not so happy. Got a Sefer Refuos. Chacham were very happy about the fact that he hid the Sefer Refuos. That was a controversial move. But Chacham and they were masking. They said, Chizkiyo, you were right to hide the Sefer Refuos. Kites Nechasha Nechoshes Vahoidolei. There was a Nechasha Nechoshes that the Torah mentions in Sefer Bamidbar, and it somehow survived the generations. And at some point, the Yidden started worshipping it. They started treating it like an Avodah Zarah. Chizkiyo destroyed it, and Chacham were masking. Girer Atzmeis Aviv Al Mita Shel Chavalim Vahoidolei. Chizkiyo's father was Achaz. He was a terrible, terrible Rasha. And after he died, Chizkiyo was Mevazahim. He felt that it would be a kapara of him in the next world. And even though, again, it was controversial, it's his father. He was the king. He was a melech. But the Chacham were masking him to what he did. He did three things Chacham were made to. Sasa Megichon. He stuffed the Megichon during one of the wars. They weren't masking him to that. Kitzes Dalsas Hechel. He cut the walls of the Hechel. Veshigron the melech Asher. He sent it to the king of Assyria. They weren't masking him to that either. And Ibar Nisam Benisam. So you have an Ibiyar sometimes. So an Ibiyar is another Adar. Right? Adar Rishon and Adar Beis. He made a second Nisan. Freak to your mind. That Chacham weren't masking to either. How could he have done that? Me, Leslie, the Chizki, Achidj, Zelchem, Moish, Chadashim, Zen Nisan, and Achar Nisan. This is a sugi in the first paragraph of Sakhta Sanhedrin. But the Gemara Darshan from a Pasuk, you can't have two Nisan. Said, well, Chizki didn't know that. Elata Kiddushmul. He made a mistake. Meaning, what he didn't realize was Shmuel Salacha. That was his error. Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, Eim Abra Mesashana, Beyem Shleishon Shalader. You're not allowed to be Ma'abra the year. You can't add an Adar on the 30th day of Adar. Why not? Once it's already the end of the month, and it technically could be Chodesh Nisan, even though it's not. But the fact that it could have, would have, should have, that's enough that you can't be Ma'at. I mean, he didn't make a second Nisan, he made a second Adar. But he made the second Adar on a day that already could have been Chodesh Nisan, and Shmuel said, that doesn't work. So why Chizkiyo? Yeah, do it. He wasn't masking to Shmuel Shtikol Torah. Either way, we return to the story of Chizkiyo. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. If somebody davens, and when he davens, he tells Hashem, answer my tefillah in my own schus. Then Hashem's going to answer in the schus of others. If somebody davens and he tells Hashem, answer me in others' schusim, Hashem's going to answer in his own schus. Moshe had in mind others. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened, this after the Chet HaEgel, so he tells Hashem, Hashem ultimately forgave the Yidden after the Chet HaEgel because of Moshe's own schos. Shenema vayoymer lahashmidom lulei Moshe bechirei amad baperetz lefanav lahoshet chamas v'hashchis. It was lulei Moshe bechirei. It was because of Moshe that Hashem forgave the Yidden. Chizkiyo told us that's why Chizkiyo had in mind himself the chziv schor no es asher hasalachti lefanecho and told us b'schos acherim shenema as the pasuk says v'ganoisi elohira azois lahoshia lemani uleman David avdi. V'hayinu d'Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. Rabbi Shulam ben Levi meant when he said my dechziv hine l'shalom marily mar. So when Chizkiyo has his refuah, everything is great. See, he says, but it's shalom, but it's marily mar. It's bittersweet, literally. Afilu b'shash shigulei Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalom. What he meant to say was that even though Hashem, you gave me a refuah, but marule was still mar. You know, it was mar because it wasn't b'schus atzmoy. It was b'schus acher. So one of the things that Chizkiyo said in his tefillah was that vayasev Chizkiyo ponev alakir. What does kir mean? So we had two pshat. One pshat was mikir esliboy. Reb Levi said al iske kir. He made a kavul chaymer. The isha shunamis. All she did was make one wall, and in that schos, her son narrated tchias amesim. So Chizkiyo said, think about what my grandfather did to the walls of the heichal. I should definitely have tchias amesim. I should get a new lease on life. So the Gemara now is going to talk a little bit about this wall, or maybe it wasn't a wall that the isha shunamis had made. So who is the isha shunamis? So the Cliff Notes version is Staftayr Parshas Vayera, but the isha shunamis. She was a woman and she used to host Elisha. She used to host the great Navi Elisha. She had no children. Elisha gave her a bracha. She had a child. The child got sick. The child died. And then Elisha made Tchias HaMesim. That's the background. So this woman, the Isha Shunamis, says, she tells her husband, let's make a kir. The Nosam, I'm reading the end of the pasuk, Shamita v'shulchan, v'kisei o'menoira, v'hoya b'voya leinu, yasa Shabbos like this, whenever Elisha comes by, he'll have where to stay. Rabbi Shmuel once says, Aliyah prua hoysa v'keirua, that what happened was they lived in a two-story apartment. There was the bottom floor, and then there was the top floor, and there was no roof on the top floor. So what she said was, Nasa no alias kir, let's make a roof on the top floor like this, somebody will be able to live there. The Chadama one says, no, they lived in a big room. Let's make a wall to separate it. It's like this, we'll have where we live, and Elisha will be able to live on the other side. Says, that says that she built a wall, it was a big room, they needed a wall to separate it. That's the word kir. Kir is a wall. Elamandam aliyah, my kir. But the madama that says that it was a roof, so why does it say wall? So the Gemara says shekeirua, miloshin tikra, a roof. The roof could sometimes be called kir as well. Bishlam the madama aliyah. Bishlam according to the madama that says it was an aliyah. Haydu dechsev aliyas. That's the point of aliyas. It was the roof. Elamandam achsadro. If it was a wall, my aliyas. What does aliyas mean? Meula shebebatim. Meaning it was a nice room. Elisha's room was going to be nicer than the room that they were going to stay. The nasam leshamita v'shulchan v'kisei u'menoyer. Amr Abaya Abaya said. V'tem Rav Yitzchak Slom say Rav Yitzchak said. Roitze lohana is yihana. If somebody wants to have hana from other people, you want to benefit from other people, it's okay. Elisha, you see, Elisha did. Elisha took what? Mita, shulchan, kisei, menayra. It's okay. V'sha'inu roitze lohana. If somebody feels like, I don't want to take from anybody else, al yihana. There's precedence for that as well. I mean, there's precedence. The Ovid Kamar Ovid or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. There's precedence either way. Because Shmuel HaRamasi didn't want to take anything. Shenema u'tshuvasai ha-Ramasi kisham beisai. Wherever Shmuel was, his house was with him. What is that? Misha kamal kushmuel kisham beisai. He didn't want to take anything from anybody. He came, but he brought his own things. But he didn't know yadatik isha. Elohim Kadeshu. So she, the Isha Shunamis, tells her husband, I know this person that stays by us, he's a very, very holy man. He didn't pick up on this, the husband, she did. So you see, the woman has a better way of figuring out who her guests are. Kadeshu, mina yada. How did she know that he's a Kadesh? Rav Shmuel Chadamah once says, there was never a fly, there was never a zvuv on his table. I saw the Chidon Pesach Enayim says, because we know Shulchan Doimel Mizbeach, and one of the 10 Nisim that every day in the Beis HaMikdash there was no Zvuv in the Beis HaMitbachayim. So certainly in the Mizbeach, there were no Zvuvim. Oh, there was no Zvuvim. Elisha's Shulchan was Mamish Doimel Mizbeach. He merited one of the miracles that I mentioned in the Mishnah Novus, Geshmak. The Chadam, one man says, Sodin Shel Pishta Nitziah Mitasli, V'lei Rasa Keri Olav. She never saw any Keri on the sheets, and that's how she knew that he was an Ish Kaddish. Kaddish, who? I'm Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Who Kaddish? Umishar Sa'ini Kaddish. Kaddish, who? Like a sugya. He's Kaddish, but there's a Miot. Who's the Miot? His Mishares. Who is Elisha's Mishares? The infamous Gechazeh. He's infamous because he's mentioned in the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelik Leilam Abba. Then you have to read the fine print. Ve'ilu She'en Lem Chelik Leilam Abba. Not a lot. Three kings, four Hedyotis, and Geichas is mentioned as one of the Hedyotis that has no Chelik Leilam Abba. But he wasn't Kaddish. And then the Pasuk says, Vayigash Geichasi Lahotva. Gehazi sort of like attacked this woman. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, what did he do? She'achsa b'hoid yafya. He grabbed onto her dadin. Oyver aleinu tamid. So she said, he always comes. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Lezben Yaakov. Kalamareyach. Talmud chacham v'toich beisai. Umehaneyo min a chasav. Someone that has a talmud chacham in his house. Malu all of our chasav. It's as if, ki ilu makrif tmidim. He brought a carbon tamid. That was the emphasis of tamid exhale. So just a few ha'aris as it relates to today's daf is ha'foichba v'ha'foichba the kulubah. So just a few short ha'aris. The first ha'ara is that the Gemara said that David HaMelech, just going back to the beginning of the daf, went through 103 or maybe 104 kapitach tilim, and he didn't say Baruch Nafshi as Hashem Halleluka. He didn't say the word hallelujah. So the word hallelujah and Tehillim are literally synonymous. But if you go through the first 103 parashiyos in Tehillim, you're not going to find the word hallelujah. What happened in Kapitel Kuf Gimel that finally David HaMelech said hallelujah? Yitamu chatan min ha'aretz. Meaning, when he saw Ma'palas and Shal Rishayim, that's when he finally sang Shira. Freik de Marsha, a bumbekasha. He says, you know that on Sukkot, you say the entire hallel. Right? What does it mean? You're goymer halal. It means you say loylanu and you say yohafti. You say the entire halal. On Shavuos, you say the entire halal. On Pesach, so the first day or first days of Pesach, you say the entire halal. But then the rest of Pesach, cholam moed Pesach, and the second days, then you're not goymer as a halal. What's the reason? So says the Marsha, Chazal say, it's because what happened on Shvi Yishol Pesach? Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Gemara said that B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachi Asharis wanted to say Shira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Masa Yodai Toivim B'yam. V'atam Oimrim Shira. Can't say Shira. The Masa Yodai Toivim. So just like the Malachi Asharis couldn't say Shira on Shvi Yishol Pesach, we say Halo, but we differentiate. And we minimize the Halo a little bit. What we don't do is we're not going with the Halo. Being that you're not going with the Halo Shvi Yishol Pesach, you're also not going with the Halo on Cholam Moed Pesach. And that's the reason. That's why in Yesidr it says that you're supposed to be medalik loylanu and ahafti on Cholam Moed Pesach and Shnei Yomim Achrayim. What's the reason for it? It's because Shvi Yishol Pesach is about Kriyas Yamsuf. And being that that was Ma'palos and Shal Rishon, Masa Yodai Toivim B'yam, V'atam Oivim Shira, Freik de Marsha, Hazar Shem with our Gemara. Our Gemara says that David HaMelech waited until he saw Ma'palos and Shal Rishon, until he said Shira. David went through 103 or 104 parashiyos in Tehillim, and he didn't say Shira. Why not? Because he waited at Shirah and Ma'palos and Shal Rishon. In other words, Ma'palos and Shal Rishon is a reason to sing Shira. It's a reason to say Hallelujah. So if that's the case, how is it possible that Dafka, when it's Ma'palos and Shal Rishon, Shvi Yishol Pesach, we don't say Shira, and the Marsha says, the only thing I can tell you is take a look at the Gemara Masechtas Erichin, Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara gives a different reason why you're not Goymer as a Halo, but Achron Shal Pesach. But I believe, says the Marsha, these two Gemaras are a stira. And the truth is, you find this stira in many places in Chazal. On the one hand, the fact that Rishon died, that's a cause for celebration. Then again, you find that when Rishon died, maybe not. And it's difficult. It's the Marsha's Kasha right here in Arch Sugya, Brachas Daf Tesam Adays on the bottom, how to reconcile these two ideas. But the truth is that the stira goes even a little bit deeper. The Pasuk says in Sefer Mishle, we all know the Pasuk, Bin Foylei Vecha Al Tismach. Bin Foylei Vecha Al Tismach. If a Russia dies, Al Tismach. You're not supposed to be happy. There's another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Uba'avoid Rishaim Rina, that when Rishon died, you're supposed to be happy. So it's not just a stir in Chazal, it's a stir in Psukim. Ben Feila Vech Al Tismach is Mishle Perik Chav Dal of Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ubavoid Rishon Rina is Mishle Perik Yud Al of Pasuk Yud. These are two Psukim in the same Sefer Shloim HaMelech. Ben Feila Vech Al Tismach, Ubavoid Rishon Rina. So I found a beautiful Mitziah, and that is Rabbeinu Yoina on the Pasuk of Ben Feila Vech Al Tismach, Ayin Shom. We don't have time to go through the Lashon properly, but he says, you know what the teretz is? Read the Lashon. Bin foil oivecha al tismach. If you're happy when a Rasha dies because you don't like him, because he's your enemy, then al tismach. But if it's ba'avoid rishoyim, if the reason you're happy is not because he's oivecha, it's not personal. It's not personal. The reason you're happy is because he's a Rasha. Then ba'avoid rishoyim rino. When it's bin foil oivecha, yeah, then there's an idea of al tismach. But when it's ba'avoid rishoyim, then fakir, then it could be Rino. David HaMelech was happy. Why? Yitamu chatam min ha'aretz u'rishom v'ayteinam. Like Brewer, you told Ramey. That's what he was happy about. It was Bavoid Risham Rina. So that's why fakir, he waited until he saw Ma'palas Risham Risham. Now Bavoid Risham Rina. This is a cause for a celebration. But to go ahead and tell us mortals, us that are not on the Madrega of
David HaMelech, to start singing and rejoicing because all the Mitzrim died and they Masi Yodai Toivim V'yom Ba'atam Oimrim Shira. You have to be on a Madrega. That's already a Bechina of Infoil Avech Al Tesmach. I'll tell you what Dover Nifla. The Gemara says here, Masech Tis Brachas, Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis, Shimon HaPakuli Hister Shmoyna Esrei Brachas. So we know, once upon a time, there were 18 Brachas. And then it became the 19th Bracha. So when did it become 19 Brachas? Amalim Ragamil Chachamim. Ragamil was sitting around and he looked at the Chachamim. He said, Klum Yesh Adam Sheyedei L'Sakim Birchas Aminim. We want to be Masech in the 19th Bracha. The 19th Bracha is V'la Malshinim. Alti Zikva. V'chal Aminim. Mitamido Yeshoy Noitzri, like we spoke about. We need a 19th bracha. We need a bracha kineged v'lamalshina. But there was no one there that wanted to or was qualified to be misakin this bracha. Amen. Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaTokin got up. Etikna. And he was misakin it. Shmuel HaKatan is the one. He's the author. Trivia question. Who is the author of v'lamalshina? The answer is Shmuel HaKatan. And it sounds like the chum were all sitting around. Nobody wanted to do it. Shmuel HaKatan got up. He said, I'm going to do it. So I heard this from a Yisachar friend once. I don't know. He said it over in the name of one of the Gedolim. So he said, why Shmuel HaKatan? What does this mean? Nobody was able to do it until Shmuel HaKatan. He said, you know why? Because really, to go ahead and make a brach of Olam HaShinim is not so simple. You get a daven, somebody else should die. It's not simple at all. Now, Bavoid Risham Rina. But for that already, you have to make sure that your kavanas are really in the right place. For us to just have a tefillah in Shmoyne Esrei, you want to have a parnasa, you want to have a gezunt, you want to have a tuchayni lodom da, slachlonu, hashiveinu, duchuva, abolatayr mesayinu, but to daven that people should die, you have to make sure that your kavanas are proper. And for sure, the author of that bracha, his kavanas, we're for sure going to have to be proper. So Rabbi Franz said, it's a Mishnah. Pirkei Yaveis, Perik Dal Mishnah Yotesh. Shmuel HaKatan Oimer. Shmuel HaKatan used to say, Ben Foyloi Vecha, Al Tismach. Ubekosh Laya Yogili Vecha. And if you look in the Mefarshe on Pirkei Yaveis, they say, what do you mean Shmuel said that? Shlomo HaMelech said that. The pshat is that this was his motto. This is what he lived. Wasn't his chiddush. He used to quote the pasuk. Shmuel HaKatan, who lived by this motto of Ben Foyloi Vecha, Al Tismach, he's qualified. He can make the bracha of Olam HaShinim Al Tisikva because it's coming from a good place. It's coming from a place of Avod Rishon Rina. It was Davka Shmuel HaKatan who embodied, he personified. This was Margalo Bepume. Ben Foyloi Vecha Al Tismach. He was qualified to go and to now say Olam HaShinim Mercha. That's the first order. The second order is Chizkiyo was very, very sick. And he turns to Yeshaya and he says, it's too late. So he said, listen. He says, Ben Amoitz, leave. Stop your nevuah. I'll tell you my messiah. Kach mekublan yuveis aviyavosh. Afilu cherev chad benachas alzavari shal adam. Al yim naas min arach. Miyad, the pasuk says, Chizkiyo went and he got serious. He turns to the wall. What's the wall? He invokes the wall of the Isha Ashunamis, or it's Kirei Slibay, and he starts davening to Hashem. And he tells Hashem, Zechorna, Hashem, remember, Is Hashem salachti lefanecha be'emes u'belev sholim, v'atoy benecha sisi. And remember the Vatoiv Be'necha Sisi. So what does it mean, Vatoiv Be'necha Sisi? So the Gemara said two pshatim. One pshat is that he was soymech. He was soymech gula letfilah. Another pshat the Gemara says is that he was gonna say for a fuis. And just posh pshat in the Gemara, I think it's very, very tzarech beer. Chizkiyo is looking for a schos. He needs a schos to creep out of this mess. So what does he say? He was soymech gula letfilah. Interesting. He hid the say for a fuis. Okay, it's one of the six things. Gimel Haidulai, Gimel Haidulai. Apparently did the right thing. But I want to tell you, you know the story of Chizkiyo? The Gemara says that in the times of Chizkiyo, Batku Midan Va'ad Ber Sheva, they literally were Boydek Bechayre Sedakim. Mitlecht. They checked from Dun until Be'er Sheva. And from sea to shining sea. And they couldn't find a child, not a boy and not a girl, that wasn't Baki and Tumah V'Tahira. I mean, the Dor of Chizkiyo was the Dor Deah. In fact, the Gemara says in Perek Chelek that Chizkiyo could have been Mashiach. I mean, it was literally a Dor. It was a Dor of Mashiach. It was the closest we've ever had to a Dor of Mashiach. It's the Dor of Chizkiyo. So Chizkiyo is sick, and he has to invoke some sort of schos. So what does he tell Hashem? He says, Hashem, remember, he says, two things. Number one, I was soymech kula letfilah, and number two, he hid the sefer afuah. So just two thoughts, going backwards. He hid the sefer afuah. What did he mean? Could be the pshats like this. The Gemara says, Masechtas Yevamos, Dav Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. There was a Yid whose name was Nechunya Ish Chofer Shichen. Now, Nechunya Ish Chofer Shichen, he used to dig pits when the Yidden came to be oil regals like this, when the travelers were coming, they would have what to drink. So he was a chayfa shichin. He used to literally. The Gemara says Maisa Shahaya, there was a story. Bebito shal nechunya chayfa shichin shenafla lebar hagadol. She fell into a very big pit. Uboyev oyidil Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and it came to Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Rav Chanina ben Doisa was one of the Tanon. He was also a big bal moifus. As far as bali moifusim go, back in the day, Rav Chanina ben Doisa was the ultimate bal moifus. So it says the Gemara that Shari Shaina says he came running. They told Rav Chanina ben Doisa, we need a Yeshua. So the first hour, Amalem Shalom, he said Shalom. Shnia Amalem Shalom. Shlishis, the third hour, he said, also, it's all good. Amalah. And sure enough, that's what happened. So when she came, they asked her what happened. And he said, a miracle. There was a Zohar Shal Rechelin, and there was a Zokain, Manhigoy, Agansa Maisel. So they went to Rav Chanina ben Doisa. He said, how do you know this? He said, how do you know also? Well, you weren't there. How do you know? Amalemi told him, Loi Navi Anoichi, V'loi Ben Navi Anoichi. I'm not a Navi, and I'm not the son of a Navi. Elo, I know one thing. Dovashat Sadik Mesasik Boy, Yikoshel Boy Zara. He says, this was Nechunya Ish Chayfresh. This is what he did. He dug ditches. How is it possible that something that he gave up his life for Klal Yisrael, somehow this would come back to bite him? That his own daughter would die in one of these ditches? Not possible. So I knew it. It's not. I knew it wasn't possible. Dover Shenes Asik Boy Oisay Tzadik Yikoshel Boy Zarei. It cannot be. So I was thinking, had Chizkiyo not hid the Sefer HaRefuos, he wouldn't have had a problem. He would have had the Sefer HaRefuos. He would have had a Refuos Shalema. It all happened because he hid the Sefer Refuos. So he turned to the Eivishta. He told him, Shoy me mitzvah loy yeda davara. Davash at tzadik misasik boy yikoshel boy zare. I don't understand. I went and I hid the Sefer Refuos. V'hoidu loy chachamim. This was a tremendous mesiris nefesh. And you know why I did it? I know it's not good for us, but Hashem, I know it's good for you. Like, this people will daven. People will have emunah and betochen. So I went and I hid the Sefer Refuos. Now I'm going to be sick and I can't benefit from the Sefer Refuos because I myself hid it. And Eibush was masking. He said, you're right. That's a good cheshvin. You know what the makar to that is? This Gemara, Yevam is taf kuf chafal from this. But there was another man Dabba. The other man Dabba says, what did he say? When he said, va'atoy beinecha asisi, what was he referring to? What he's referring to was, he was soy mechgulu letfilo. That's what he said. He was soy mechgulu letfilo. Damon Shach is like a mensch, Mayrav like a mensch. I mean, that's what it sounds like. So I saw in the Shita Mekubetzes, right here, on this Gemara, says the Shita Mekubetzes, my va'atoy beinecha is one line. She soy mechgulu letfilo. Lefi, she be'esek tfilo, haya asok. Kloimer, zochreini betfila zu. This is what Chizkiyahu said. I want you to answer this tefila b'schar shar tefiloisai shahayu kisiknan. He wasn't saying anything heebie-jeebie. He didn't mean kolasoy mechulu tefila. He's muftal chayshuv anayla maba. He's enay nizay. Smiled the whole day. That's not what he was referring to. It's very simple. I used to daven like a mensch every single day, and because I daven like a mensch every single day, you should answer this tefila. What came to mind is I once heard from the mashkiach. He said that Chazal say if somebody talks during Chazar Sashat, it's Godol Avoinim, it's like the worst thing you can do. So talking during Chazar Sashat, like I hear, but why is that the worst thing a person could possibly do? He said over that the Tosiyantik said he had a dream, and in the dream he was told that Gzeres Tach V'tat happened because the Yidu used to talk during davening. So what's the pshat? Talking during davening, what is it? It's a deraisa. The Rabban Tfil is not even a deraisa. Why would that be so terrible? So he said it's very simple. He said it's not the aver of talking during davening. He said, but every single person in life needs tefillah. Can't make it through life without tefillah because everyone always has things that he has to daven for. So when a person doesn't daven like a mensch, then his tefillah has a reyasa. And when he needs his tefillah, when he needs to pull it out in an eis tzar, he doesn't have it. He said, God will avoid him in the same, not because talking during davening is so bad. This is the worst thing you could do technically than talk during davening. But nobody can carry the aver of talking during davening because every person needs tefillah. There's nobody that can make it through life without tefillah. It's God will avoid him in the same. Had the Yidden not, the Ramatio said that after Xeris Tach V'tat, you read the story, there were Tanesim and there was Tehillim and there was Yoim this and Yoim that. He said, but the tefillahs weren't answered. He said, you know why they weren't answered? That's what they told the Taisyantiv in the Cholim. They weren't answered because you talked during davening. He said, you never daven like a mensch. Now all of a sudden you're going to have tefillah. I think it's a Mefurish Hashita Mekubet says. Chizkiyo turns to Hashem and he says, answer my tefillah. You know why? Because I was soy mechkula letefillah. Everyone's soy mechkula letefillah. What did he mean to say? Very simple. Bischar shar tefiloisai shahayu kisiknan. This is what he said. He says, I don't understand. My whole life I've been makbid in tefillah. I was always medaktik. I should have a koyach tefillah. If I have a koyach tefillah, then answer my tefillah. That's all it was. That I always daven like a mensch. The fact that I always daven like a mensch That's a reason that my tefillah is not the schus of being soy makula tefillah. Just like it's not the aveira of talking during chazaras hashatz. The point is, it's that if I have a koyach tefillah, then vayasef chizkiyahu al hakir, and he tells Hashem, maybe in that schus we should answer my tefillah.